Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Make a difference when it comes to concussions. And that's kind of an, I didn't mean it as a segue. When we had Mike Singletary on, one of the questions we asked was about the broken helmets. And then I asked him about the hardest hit he's ever been a part of. And we're now joined by Dennis Gentry, former Baylor Bears star and Bears Super Bowl champion, teammate with Mike Singletary. And it, I didn't know what to expect, Dennis. And Mike drops your name as the toughest and the hardest hits, and the fact he broke two helmets in one practice on you. Is that what did that bring back? Flashbacks of fear or what?
Both. I tell you, that is absolutely true. We had this drill where we had to, it's like a fullback had to lead block on the linebacker. It's like an ISO play. And Mike was playing middle linebacker, and I was halfback slash fullback. Matter of fact, I was fullback for Walter Abercrombie. But we had a head-on collision twice in one practice, and we broke two helmets. He and I went head-on and broke two helmets. And we got out of practice about 10 or 15 minutes. They brought two new helmets back down because they didn't believe what was going on. But we broke two helmets that practice. Absolutely.
Dennis, it makes me think back to how practices used to be compared to how they are now in the NFL, which if you broke a helmet, it's because a meteor hit it. I mean, that's probably what's going to happen because they're not hitting like that anymore. But how much did that make you guys, those Bears teams, so tough because you did practice at that intensity level?
Well, we was always taught we want to, practice like we play or play like we practice, how you want to put it, and play like you practice. And we went full speed on every drill. That's what made us good, better, and our best, because we practiced that way. And that's the way Hoke Nelson, Wade Turner, Cotton Davis, all the coaches taught. You know, the only way we get better, we're going to practice like we this Saturday of a game. And we got used to it, and that's the way we perform each weekend.
All right, so I have this comment. I'm going to put you on hold, Dennis, if you don't mind, so you could actually hear Mike Singletary try to describe my question for him, and I bring up a play between Earl Campbell and Jack Tatum, which is one of the most violent plays I've ever seen in my life, and we'll get into Mike. Here it is. We're going to put Dennis on hold, and here's Mike Singletary again on Dennis Gentry.
Like, I've asked Earl Campbell, what was the hardest hit he can remember? And, of course, he's delivered a bunch of them, but there was the Jack Tatum hit at the goal line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was, like, I'm surprised both of them just, like, they weren't, like, they didn't evaporate. Was there one in particular you remember the most out of the hundreds or maybe thousands of collisions you had?
You know, I'm going to tell you one of the toughest guys. And this makes me very proud to say this. Because he's also a friend. But Dennis Gentry, I broke two helmets in the same practice on Dennis Gentry. And Dennis Gentry is just a little guy.
Yep.
A little running back. But let me tell you something. When Corky wanted somebody that was going to block, he called Gentry. I don't care where Gentry was on the field. Where is Gentry? He knows what I'm talking about. And Gentry would come down there and would run as hard as anybody, would run over you, was a tremendous competitor. And for a small guy, he was a guy that, hey, you have to take notice. You have to buckle up your stuff if you're going against Gentry. And so Gentry was the guy. I love practicing against Gentry because you know you're going to get better. He's going to give you everything you had. And so that practice, I'll never forget. We had two practices. I mean, we had one practice, and I think it was two-a-days. One practice, I cracked two helmets, split them straight down the middle. and it was Gentry.
All right, Dennis, you heard. That's the evidence.
Hey, no, I can't. First of all, I appreciate the nice comments you made about me, and I can't tell you that is absolutely true, because I was back then, I was only 172 pounds when I was a baby. And Mike was like 2 1/4. And just think, 2 1/4 versus 172 pounds going head to head. Something was going to break. If not hell, it was my head on my shoulder. Something was bound to happen. But, you know, it made both of us better and tougher, because we know what we're going to be like on the next level in the NFL. So he prepared me, and I prepared him for challenges on the next level. Mike always been like that. He did everything full speed. If we took a break and go get water, he would do that full speed. That was just type of guy he was. He didn't take a break. He wanted to be picture perfect in every drill.
What did it mean to be able to play on the same professional team together after being in college together for so long and knowing that you pushed each other to those levels?
You know what? It was a blessing, because, you know, first of all, he's not a friend. He's a brother to me, a big brother to me. And when I got there, he had the same intensity in the NFL that he had in college. Full speed every play. And to go play with him, I was excited when I was drafted by the Chicago Bears, because I'm going back to compete and challenge the guy that made me better in college.
Dennis, we just thought it would be great to have you on. I was able to visit with Mike. I've never heard him more peaceful about everything in life that he's going, you know, as far as what he's doing, the role he has in life and society. And he brought that up. And I said, you know what, Paul, you're the one that suggested. He goes, well, I guess we need to call Dennis Gentry. And so we did. And we appreciate you kind of reflecting back on that. Did you ever keep any of those broken helmets?
You know, no, I didn't. I wish I had, just for old time's sake. But I, you know, what we need to do is get him out together and go get a couple of helmets from Baylor. And we'll go out there and break them and put them on shelves again. But no, I wish I had it. You know, at that time, we broke them and didn't. We did not, worry about where the pieces went. We just we broke the helmet and break anything else.
Dennis, thank you very much for joining us today. And then kind of reflecting back on it.
Hey, anytime you want to talk football, call me and Mike.
Absolutely. Dennis Gentry, former Baylor wide receiver, Bears wide kick returner. As Mike even said, great special teams player, because he was so tough on the actual story of Mike Singletary saying he's the toughest player he ever faced, practice or in a game.
So when I've gone through all my cards and stuff, I got a lot of, like, mainly my collection is like 90s, because that's when I collected them. So I've still been sorting through, and there's cards that are damaged and I'm just kind of tossing to the side or whatnot. But I probably have like 15 Dennis Gentrys. Like, yeah, I got a ton of Dennis Gentrys. And I vividly remember just stumbling upon him. Like, every deck there was a Dennis Gentry in there, it felt like. So I automatically think of that. I'm about to get him to sign one of those one day, maybe, if he rolls through the studio or something like that.
I'll send an envelope with a couple of the cards. I guarantee you he'll do it.
So when we had a Dennis Gentry on the show last year, I have a buddy, and we posted online, I have a buddy on Facebook and Twitter who's from Chicago, that the 85 Bears, he was probably 5 or 6 years old when that was going on, but like, he grew like that team, wherever they went in Chicago, even years after, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, like right now, you could send Dennis Gentry, Dennis McKinnon, like guys who weren't, you know, Mike Singletary and Jim McMahon and the superstars that Tim McMichael, but you could send anybody from that team, you know, whatever it was, 85 Bears, into a sports bar in Chicago and tell people they're going to be there. And it would just be packed with people going, ah, the Bears, yay! Yeah. I mean, they just love it. And when we had Dennis Gentry on, he said, I wish I would have known. He sent me like 75 questions about the 85 Bears. And because that team is beloved in that city.
And forever and ever, amen. They are. And in that interview I had, and we'll go to Craig's story about University High, is that Wilbur Marshall's the guy that Mike Singletary, another great, incredibly talented linebacker, that he mentions he thinks should be a part of the Hall of Fame. We hear about some Cowboys that get overlooked or other teams, and here the Bears have a few, and he thought Wilbur Marshall's somebody that's overlooked.
Wilbur Marshall and Sam Mills fall in that same category for me, and that I don't understand why the two of them
are not.
You're not.
Maybe they'll be a part of the next wave or so that they have, the large chunks of players that they added in the last year or two. All right, Craig, you have an